had an opportunity to work with you over the last several years in areas relating to budgeting and retirement security. I want to just thank you for your leadership, because it's really, really important on issues that are new and difficult, and things that we need to build bipartisan support for. Just a little bit about myself. I've been in the Assembly for, it's my 24th year, serving the State House for about half of that time. From Allentown, born and raised in Allentown, and I have, my professional background is in primarily finances and taxes. I'm a CPA and a tax attorney. So try to focus on those areas, because those areas I tend to know a little bit more than other things. And the thing we're talking about tonight is something I'm very excited to see advance through the Assembly.
Talk a little bit about the process that you used in relative to putting Senate Bill 862 together. And I know there was a report by the state treasurer that talked a lot about and provided some foundation for your legislation. Senator Brown, if you'd like to talk about that, and then we'll bring in Senator Haywood. And then...
Yeah, it was a very thorough process that included stakeholders throughout the state, those who manage retirement accounts, business people, individuals, to assess the challenge. And it confirmed a lot of things that that Art had spelled out, that we have a substantial number of people in Pennsylvania who have no access to retirement security now. I think the numbers are around 2 million people. And the part of the challenge is there's no plan that's currently offered by an employer, and the challenges employers have maintaining those accounts for people. And also mentioned the larger picture in terms of what it means to Pennsylvania's financial and economic future, and that a lot of individuals will look to public support for long-term care in their more senior years. And if our current situation bears out in the future, the estimates are $14 billion additional cost to the rest of the taxpaying community if we don't address this. And one of the things that I just wanted to point out, I think that's important from a standpoint of what we've already done, is we have identified areas that are important for savings that the state maintains, and one of them is education. And it's maintained. The 529 plans are very popular, and we maintain those through the Treasury. Savings for education, savings for retirement, they're very important things. And since we already have a model that works, it seems that following that model for retirement would make sense as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I think that is the core framework. We know that there are about 10 states in the nation that are moving forward with somewhat similar plans. Oregon is moving forward, Illinois, California, Maryland. And so we are really amongst the leaders. We can be amongst the leaders in the United States in moving a plan forward so that individuals can save for retirement. I learned today that there's a total of 40 states, almost every state, 40 states who are thinking about it. But I think we're beyond thinking about it. We've had a tremendous study done with the Treasurer's Office, and we've got legislation in the works. So I think we're ready to move in Pennsylvania. And fortunately, this has had bipartisan Senate and Democrats and Republicans, and we have participation from leaders of the House and the Senate. So this is what we call bicameral House and Senate, and bipartisan Democrat and Republicans. And this is a tremendous demonstration that on issues of importance, we can work together to try to help the residents of our state.